Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest says that prophecy is the doorway into the supernatural. And he says we all can prophesy. But it gets even more outrageous. God opened up every one of his spiritual senses, meaning he can see into the invisible world. He can hear from the invisible world. And he says everyone can have their spiritual senses activated and open. Anyone want it?
Yeah.
Me too. So Dr. Hakeem Collins, father was a Muslim. What type of Muslim was he?
He was a Sunni Muslim.
And your mother was a non-believer.
Yes.
And so obviously, like any boy, you want to please your father. You tried Islam. It just wasn't for you. Then you had a praying grandmother.
Yes.
Who took you to church, and at age 7, I mean, it was 30 before I knew my left hand from my right hand spiritually. Age 7, what happened to you?
My grandmother introduced me to Christ, introduced me to a church, and brought me there. Now, at the time, the pastor was a blind man. And while I was sitting there at 7 years old on the front row, as the pastor was talking about salvation and the messages of Christ and his love, I began to look, and as I gazed, I saw an angel standing behind the pastor. And when the pastor would preach, the more the angel appeared, the more that the pastor preached with passion and desire. And so at that time, I knew my eyes were open. I see something different that I never saw before. After seeing this angel, I heard an internal voice say, "I'm calling you." And at that point, I knew that it was Jesus.
That is a very sovereign call. You must have had a problem explaining this to your dad.
Well, yeah, because he...
Well, I'm just saying with you, yeah.
At that moment, because of the seeker in me, because of what I've experienced at 7, I wanted to have this experience. I wanted to know more about Christ. I wanted to know more about it. And so I was introduced to this book by Pastor Gary Westone. There was a prayer starter in the back of the book that said, if you read this prayer, and after the prayer, and you ask the Father for the gift, for the baptism of the Spirit, then open your mouth, and God will fill your lips with his words. And so that's what I did. I finished the book. It was a short book. After I finished the book, I read the prayer, and what happened was, after that, I was activated into something. I opened my mouth, asked God to fill me with the baptism of the Spirit, and when I opened my mouth, I began to, now these baby tongues start flowing out. It started coming out, and it was like, I didn't understand what I was saying, but it was something unique and something different. The power of God, this was real. This was not something, an act. This was not me playing or joking. This was something supernatural.
Now, out of the mouth of a child, how long did you pray in tongues at that time, would you say?
At that time, I think I was on the floor shaking and crying and speaking in baby tongues. I would use it for about an hour. And I began, while I was on the floor, I literally saw a portal open up. God gave me a vision. And I saw this portal open up, and I saw flashes of light moving back and forth, back and forth. And I knew that something supernatural happened to me. It was not something I initiated, but it was something that God initiated. So this is what God desires in this season for us as believers, is like a childlike faith. It's just to trust and believe, and then we can be activated in the realm of the supernatural. That's what happened to me.
Okay. I don't even get this at 12, a 3-day fast. Did your mother allow you to do that?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't believe I did it. I took the scripture literally. I'm 12 years old. I mean, I didn't understand much of the scripture, but again, I just took it literally, went in the closet for the first day of fast, no food. I did drink water, but I went in there the first day, and what happened when I was praying fervently, I felt like there was someone else in the room, in the closet with me. I felt this heat. I felt this presence. It almost was scary because I didn't know what was going on. This is new to me. And then I literally felt a hand touch my head, and this heat shot through my whole body, and I began to weep and cry. The second day, the fast, I was weak and I was hungry, but I desired more, so I read the Word. Whenever my stomach started to growl, I started reading the Word. I started feeding my spirit. I started, just naturally, I didn't understand, but I started feeding my spirit. Second day of the fast, I went in the closet, wanted that same experience, and nothing happened until I started praying. When I began to pray, literally with my eyes closed, I literally, it looked like someone turned the light on in the room. In the closet, it just, like this light came, and then I opened my eyes and I literally saw this being, this figure. It was almost like a translucent or being with this rainbow color array, and I began to weep and cry, and the light went out, and it became dark in the room, in the closet. The third day, I wanted the same experience because I wanted the touch, I wanted the vision. I sought after it, went in there and prayed. And when I was praying, I literally heard a voice of my mom say, "Hakeem." And I was, you know, kind of scared because I'm like, why am I in the closet? And maybe I get in trouble because I'm in the closet. She may, you know, and I came out of the room and out of the closet, and I didn't see, my mother wasn't there. And I was discouraged. And so I went out later on that day, went to the basketball court where there's this field, and I began to play and I began to just enjoy myself. And I literally, while I was playing, I heard a voice of God, thunder voice. I couldn't explain how loud it was. It was so thunderous, audible, loud, where I began to duck, like looking around. What is that I'm seeing? Where it frightened me, where I ran back into my room. I ran back and I hid under the covers. And the Lord said, Hakeem. And I began to answer. And he said, Hakeem, I'm calling you. I'm calling you to a powerful ministry. It is I, Jesus, that is calling you. So this thunder-like voice became now this small, still voice. Now I knew that it was Jesus calling me. And he said, I will call you to a powerful ministry.
Now, wherever God shows up, the devil tries to mess up. And Hakeem, you were raised in a very rough neighborhood.
Yes.
And you were arrested.
Yes.
You were taken to jail. But you heard from God.
I was running from the call. I knew that the prophetic call was there, but God says, I did not call you to a prison ministry. I call you to a prophetic ministry. He said, I did not call you to be caged. I did not call you to be locked down. I called you to move in freedom and liberty and move in the Spirit. And that's where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And at that place, I made a decision to answer the call. I made a decision to say, yes, Lord, I will obey your word.
But not only did he make that decision, he literally changed. I mean, literally changed. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Turn to It's supernatural.
So God spoke to you there and said you weren't called to be hit behind bars. You were called to be a prophet.
What happened was once I made a decision and I said, yes, Lord, I will answer the call. I will obey. I was there for about 12 hours. Once I made that decision, then maybe 10 minutes later, they released me.
Okay, you're out of prison. But there was a visible difference in you from before that happened. Describe that.
Yes, once I was released from jail, I would say maybe a week later, I will be coming out of a restaurant or I will come out of a store and people, strangers, will come up to me and say, there's something on you. Who are you? I see something different about you. And what is that? Now, I didn't even know what was on me. But because they saw something different, they begin to inquire. And so they asked me, do you minister? Do you preach? And I said, no. And so they said, well, I want you to come preach for my I want you to come to my church and preach. I want to hear what God has to say through you.
Okay, so you know that God has called you to prophesy. They could see something on him. He didn't have a sign. They saw something on him. That something was God. So he goes to the church to do what God's equipped him to do, to prophesy, but God did more. There's a blind man there. What happened?
Well, yeah, so I know I had to call to the prophetic, and then I'm looking, and the door opens up of the church while I'm ready to minister, and I see people coming in with wheelchairs and crutches and so forth. And so as I begin to preach, I saw this guy who was blind, and I begin to minister to him, and I begin to say, how's your sight? He said he couldn't see. And so I begin to pray for him, and nothing happened. And so I was discouraged, but I continued to just pray. And then one thing that I did, I said, let me just shift it. Let me just speak the word. Let me prophesy over him. And I began to prophesy over him. And I said, God is going to open your eyes in 7 days. 7 days later, I received a phone call from his pastor that said, the man that you prophesy over can see. God opened his eyes supernaturally.
You know what? I'm really fascinated by this gifting. All of his spiritual senses are open. He sees words over people's head. Tell me about one person with cancer.
I was in a meeting, and I was just ready to wrap up, and the Spirit of God gave me a revelation as I was looking into the crowd. I began to see words, and one of the words was cancer. And so I called out, it was a word of knowledge, I called out, I said, there's someone in here that has cancer, God wants to heal. This woman came forward. And so as I began to look at her, I began to just prophesy. I was not going to lay hands on her. I wanted to declare the word of God. See, this is what God gave me. He said, if I reveal it, I can heal it. If God reveals it, He can heal it. I am not the miracle worker. I'm just a conduit. And so he revealed this hovering, this word cancer. And I saw it by the Spirit, called it out, and she came forth. And I saw the condition. But I wanted to speak the word that God will heal you. And I spoke the word. And she fell out under the power of God. She fell out. When she got back up, of course, I couldn't see that she was healed. But I believed it because I believed the word that was spoken. I believe what I was declaring over her. And I began to command her body to be made whole. 2 months later, I got a report that she is cancer-free.
Hakeem, there was a man that was a friend of mine who is now in heaven.
Yes.
That was a prophet seer like you that prayed over you and sharpened your gifts. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes, Bob Jones was like a papa, father, prophet in my life, and he was a seer prophet. And I went to his home several years ago, and what happened was, while I was there sitting, conversating with him, he asked me, do you want to meet my friend? And I said, well, looking around like, well, who's your friend? I mean, we have people in here, you know. And he was referring to Papa. He was referring to the Lord. And I said, sure. And he said, then I want to activate you and I want to cause you to be raptured up. He used the word rapture. And in my mind, theology, I will think raptured or
right,
so
it.
Forth. I mean, I'm thinking, well,
bye-bye.
Right now, you know, it's the end. And so while I'm sitting there, he said, no, you can be caught up. Raptured, you can be caught right now. We are seated in heavenly places right now with Christ. And so he wanted to activate that. And so I said, sure. And he said, I want to activate you. And so he told me to close my eyes. I closed my eyes and he said, take a deep breath. I took a deep breath. And he said, what do you feel? What do you see? And I began to tell him what I feel. I said, I feel these winds. He said, these are the angels. And while I was feeling these supernatural expressions, feelings, I bumped into a vision. God opened my eyes and I began to see in the heavenly realm. God began to show me this tree. This tree had life flowing. It was green, but it was moving. Then I saw these riverbeds. They were like streams, a river. And then I literally saw these eyes, but these eyes that I looked were like eyes of fire. And while I was there, I was kind of, you know, a little afraid because I'm like, what is I'm experiencing? I'm in Bob Jones' living room, but I'm in heavenly places right now. And so while I'm seeing these eyes, I'm feeling the peace and the love, this liquid love that I felt surround me. And then I heard this sound, this like a trumpet, and I came out of the vision. And from that day, my prophetic senses were open. Bob Jones was used instrumental to activate the seer realm in my life.
I'm going to ask Hakeem to freely you receive, freely you give, to freely pray in the Messiah's name that these gifts will be activated in you when we come back. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Did you know that prophecy is the doorway to the supernatural? Did you realize that God is always speaking? Did you know God wants you to clearly hear His voice and have His supernatural direction guide you throughout your day? Call now and get Hakeem Collins' brand new book, Heaven Declares, Prophetic Decrees to Start Your Day, and his three-part audio CD teaching series, Born to Prophesy, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9410. Hakeem Collins' brand new book, Heaven Declares, is a 90-day plan with 90 days of devotion, including scripture, anointed prayers, and prophetic decrees and declarations to activate the teachings and help bring the supernatural of God into your life every day. You will decree and declare God to release His supernatural protection in your life, be your defender, impart His supernatural power to you, reveal His master plan for you, break every chain that has prevented you to accessing God's promises for your life, and so much more.
He wants to open up your spiritual senses, your eye gaze, so that you'll be able to see into the invisible realm. He wants to open your ear gates so that you can hear what the Father says. That is why I wrote the book. He wants us to be synchronized to what heaven is declaring over us.
Through Hakeem Collins' three-part audio CD teaching series, Born to Prophesy, you will discover your own prophetic voice, gifts, calling, and potential. Learn how God still speaks to you today. Understand how to use your voice to empower, edify, and encourage others. Help transform the lives of your friends, family, church, and even the world. This series includes the following teachings: The Power of Prophetic Transformation, Realms of the Prophetic, The Power of the Spoken Word. Each CD includes special prayers of impartation.
This is that hour, this is that season.
It's time to step into your divine destiny and purpose. Now is the set time to get Hakeem Collins' brand new book, Heaven Declares, Prophetic Decrees to Start Your Day, and his three-part audio CD teaching series, Born to Prophesy, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9410. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9410 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Hakeem was late for work, and he is rushing to get to work and not thinking that much about God, but God speaks to him. What does he say?
Well, yes, I was just on my way to work. My whole priority was really to just be on time. And so I was trying to get breakfast, and I was going through my regular day, and the Lord interrupted my day. He said, son, do you want to know what heaven declares over you today. He wanted to give me a blueprint of my day, not just go casually, not be focused on just getting to work, but he wanted me to have a heavenly alignment to focus on what he desires for my day. And so when he said that to me, I'm like, well, Lord, you surely picked a fine time to talk. And so you're gonna make me late. So he interrupted my time. But it was so important because now he wanted me to understand that I can command my day, that I can begin to cause things to shift and to change by what I speak. There is a right now word that God wants to release. There's a word in us that he wants us to release and understand. And so he said, do you want to know what heaven has declared over you? Heaven has already declared some things already, but we have to align, Sid, with the word of God and bring heaven to earth. And we can bring it to earth by what we speak prophetically. That is the power of the spoken word. What God has given us purpose. He has given us understanding and destiny, but he allows us to discover it. Once we discover it, what his blueprint is.
What is happening in the invisible world when you speak God's word? You talk about it being hovering over us. Explain.
Right. Even as the word, even as God's spirit hovered over the deep in Genesis chapter 1, the deep of the waters. And so his spirit to me by revelation is he's hovering over us. Even the Bible says in Jeremiah that he watches over his word to see that it's performed. There's words that are hovering over people. There is prophetic destinies that are hovering over people. There are promises of the Lord in heaven that are hovering over people. And so God had likened it as his word hovering over us. He watches over it just like an eagle or a mother hen that broods over her eggs and see it hatch, to see it to come to pass, to see it to come to manifestation. That's what God's word does. Is he hovers over, he watches over his word, and he protects us. Our prophecy protects us. Our promise and our destiny, even mantles, protect us.
Hakeem, pray for the activation of the gifts of prophecy, etc.
Father, we just thank you right now. You have given us this biblical truth, this biblical principle. Father, it's not just for the prophets, but Father, you desire for the prophetic senses, our senses to be open. Father, right now, even those who are watching, I just open their spiritual senses. I prophesy and I declare that their senses that have been locked, those gifts that's been dormant, those things that have kept them bound, I unlock it right now by the Spirit of God. I prophesy to those gifts and those senses that are there. Father, it's not just for the prophets, but you're raising up a prophetic generation. You're raising up a prophetic people. Father, these are the days where you're pouring out your spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. I release right now, let there be such a prophetic will that will be activated in your people. Let their eyes be open. Let their ears be open. Let their taste be open. Let their sight be open. Let their sense of touch be open. You have given us natural senses. Father, I release right now that their spiritual senses will be open. I activate it. I unlock it right now. Those who are listening, you'll feel the presence of God. His spirit is coming upon you. The spirit of prophecy is coming upon you right now in a new way. Just receive it. It is your inheritance. It is the desire of the Father to give you the kingdom. And so this is the hour that you will begin to tap in into a dimension that you have never known before. Get ready, for your spiritual senses have been opened. You're going to prophesy. You're going to speak for God because you were born to speak for him.
Prophecy is the doorway to the supernatural. Signs and wonders are God's method of reaching those that don't know the Messiah. It's so easy. I was eating with Hakeem last night, and he reads the waitress's mail, tells her things. She starts crying right in the restaurant, telling her about the trauma she just went through, telling her she's moving to another state. I mean, very specific things. And then I just said a simple prayer of salvation with her. It was easy. Prophecy makes the kingdom of God demonstrated.
Yes.
Easy. You were born to prophesy.
Did you know that prophecy is the doorway to the supernatural? Did you realize that God is always speaking? Did you know God wants you to clearly hear his voice and have his supernatural direction guide you throughout your day?
I do believe that every spirit-filled believer has the innate gift given by God to prophesy, to declare His word. God has given us as believers the ability and the potential by the Holy Spirit to declare what heaven already is speaking.
Call now and get Hakeem Collins' brand new book, Heaven Declares, Prophetic Decrees to Start Your Day, and his three-part audio CD teaching series, Born to Prophesy, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9410. Hakeem Collins' brand new book, Heaven Declares, is a 90-day plan with 90 days of devotionals, including scripture, anointed prayers, and prophetic decrees and declarations to activate the teachings and help bring the supernatural of God into your life every day. You will decree and declare God to release His supernatural protection in your life, be your defender, impart His supernatural power to you, reveal His master plan for you, break every chain that has prevented you to accessing God's promises for your life, and so much more.
He wants to open up your spiritual senses, your eye gates, so that you'll be able to see into the invisible realm. He wants to open your ear gates so that you can hear what the Father says. That is why I wrote the book. He wants us to be synchronized to what heaven is declaring over us.
Through Hakeem Collins' three-part audio CD teaching series, Born to Prophesy, you will discover your own prophetic voice, gifts, calling, and potential. Learn how God still speaks to you today. Understand how to use your voice to empower, edify, and encourage others. Help transform the lives of your friends, family, church, and even the world. This series includes the following teachings: The Power of Prophetic Transformation, Realms of the Prophetic, The Power of the Spoken Word. Each CD includes special prayers of impartation.
And that's what the power of prophecy does. It has the ability to speak the mind and the counsel of God into every situation. God is not ignorant of what's going on in your life, but He can come now to your situation. And I believe that the power of prophecy can change your situation. This is that hour, this is that season.
It's time to step into your divine destiny and purpose.
God is always speaking to you. He's just looking for people that have this gift activated, hear His voice, and speak it out loud. I can't wait for you to receive the exclusive 3-CD series, Born to Prophesy. And that's a prophecy for you. You were born to prophesy. And the brand new book, Heaven Declares.
Now is the set time to get Hakeem Collins' brand new book, Heaven Declares, Prophetic Decrees to Start Your Day, and his three-part audio CD teaching series, Born to Prophesy, exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9410. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9410 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest was such a broken, wounded woman. She spent 50 years not knowing that God loved her. Then she went to heaven, was hugged by God, sat in God's lap, and found out she can teach you how to go to heaven. Anyone interested?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.